This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A top U.S. commander says that as the United States scales back its military presence across the Middle East to focus on great power competition with China and Russia, it risks giving those two countries a chance to fill up the gap and expand their influence around the Gulf. Marine General Frank McKenzie has been traveling through the Middle East over the past week and has fielded a persistent question from the military and political leaders he's seen. They want to know if the U.S. is still committed to their country and the region and what more support they can get. McKenzie is the top U.S. military commander for the Middle East. He spoke Sunday to reporters traveling with him. Israeli police escorted more than 250 Jewish visitors Sunday to a Flashpoint holy site in Jerusalem, where clashes between police and Palestinian protesters helped trigger a war in Gaza. That's according to the Islamic Authority overseeing that site. The 11-day conflict between Israel and Gaza's militant Hamas rulers came to a fragile halt Friday, but it left behind immense ruin in Gaza. That includes hundreds of homes and have been completely destroyed, and many more that were badly damaged, according to the UN. Officials and survivors say the volcanic eruption in Congo and the ensuing chaos have killed at least 15 people and that more than 500 homes were destroyed. The UN Children's Agency said that the eruption of Mount Nyiragongo on Saturday night sent around 5,000 people in the city of Goma fleeing across nearby borders to Rwanda, while another 25,000 sought refuge to the northwest. More than 170 children were still feared missing, and UNICEF officials said they were organizing transit centers to help unaccompanied children. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Sunday that the United States strongly condemns Belarus for forcing Ryanair flight carrying a wanted opposition activist, Raymond, from Greece to Lithuania to land in the Belarusian capital. Lithuania's president called for sanctions against Belarus on Sunday. The country did not release the activist detained by the authorities after his flight was diverted. The Ryanair plane that he was on was forced to divert to Minsk in order for Belarus to detain him, drawing criticism from across Europe. Italian authorities are trying to determine what caused the cable car to plummet to the ground, resulting in at least 14 deaths. A young child was also hospitalized in serious condition with broken bones. Six of the dead were Israeli citizens, including a family of four who lived in Italy. That's according to the Israeli Foreign Ministry. It was not clear if the other couple was related. The Stresa mayor said that it appeared that a cable broke, sending the car careening until it hit a pylon, then fell to the ground. Nearly 5 months after being deployed to the U.S. Capitol to help quell the January 6th insurrection, National Guard troops were set to leave and turn over security of the area to Capitol Police. Guard troops, their mission ending Sunday, were expected to be leaving on Monday. That's according to a person familiar with the plan, to telling the Associated Press. The person was not authorized to discuss the plan by name and requested anonymity. The Pentagon announced earlier in the week that an extension of the Guard presence of more than 2,100 troops had not been requested. Supporters and relatives of African-American man George Floyd marched Sunday ahead of the first anniversary of his murder by a white policeman, a killing that prompted a reckoning on racial injustice in the United States. About 1,500 marchers in Minneapolis listened to speeches and joined members of the Floyd family and relatives of other black people who died in encounters with police. The 46-year-old Floyd was killed on May 25th of last year by City Police Officer Derek Chauvin, who kneeled on his neck for more than 9 minutes. Chauvin, convicted by a jury of murder and manslaughter, is set to be sentenced on June 25th. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.